So they do that constantly, and the authorities in Israel never find the culprits. In Jerusalem itself, priests, Armenian priests, have complained, Armenian Archbishop complained to the authorities, because whenever priests are walking in the streets, they are spit at, young men spit at them, and they always complain to the police and nothing happens. Actually, I had a call from a Jewish person in there, which says, you know, he is responsible for Christian-Jewish relations, and he said, for decades, priests and nuns in Jerusalem are attacked and spit on, and the authorities do nothing. And the Catholic priest has said, he even went further and said, we have to live with this, this is a way of life in Jerusalem for us. So the authorities are doing nothing to stop these attacks against Christians. Even in the city of Nazareth, which is a city inside Israel proper, they created Upper Nazareth City, which is predominantly Jewish, but there are 10,000 Arabs living there, and there are thousands of Russian Christians. At Christmas time, the Arabs and the Arab Christians and the Russian Christians submitted a request to the mayor to have Christmas trees displayed. And the mayor said, this is a Jewish town, it's not a mixed town, we will never allow Christmas trees to be displayed. So this is the kind of racism that this system generates against people who are not Jewish, and people are encouraged, the officials are encouraged, and the young people are encouraged to discriminate against people who are not of the Jewish faith. Now, in Jerusalem itself now, there is a cemetery called Matmun Cemetery, which is in English, Mamilla. It contains the remains of the companions of the Prophet. This cemetery is from the 7th century, and it contains also the remains of Sufi saints and thousands of notables, officials, and families of Jerusalem. The Simon Wiesenthal Center, which claims to be a human rights organization, is funding a museum, which it calls a museum of tolerance, and a center for human dignity on top of that cemetery. They have disinterred thousands of graves, and they are building this museum, which contradicts tolerance and human dignity.
Shame! Shame!
And on top of that, last week, a member of the Knesset from one of the right-wing Israeli parties has submitted a bill claiming that, asking that Jews now be given half of Al-Haram al-Sharif, which is the area which is known in English as the Temple Mount, that contains the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. So he wants now to take half of that and assign it to Jews. So these are the things, these are the actions which are taking place constantly. And this is why, 3 years ago, Archbishop Hanna Atallah, who is one of the highest religious authorities in Palestine, said, what is being planned in Jerusalem is very dangerous. We as Christian Palestinians and Jerusalemites cannot keep watching with our hands folded in the face of what is happening. Today it is Al-Aqsa Mosque. Tomorrow it will be the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. The Israeli occupation and its racism does not exclude anyone. He said, we are not strangers in our city, we are not the guests. The stranger is the one who came and colonized our country. We are the owners of the land, and we will stay on it, because this is our homeland, this is our Jerusalem, and these are our holy places. So Jerusalem will remain a city of love and peace as long as people, as long as you have a system in place which is And that happened in the past always. Even when the Khalif Omar came to Jerusalem, the bishop of the Arab Christian bishop of Jerusalem gave him the key of Jerusalem. And since that time, he allowed Jews back into the city when they had been denied by the Byzantine Empire for 700 years from entering Jerusalem. So this is what Jerusalem should stand for, and not for racism and discrimination. So let us, when we stand with Palestine, we are standing with justice, we are standing with the truth, we are standing with equality, and we are standing for genuine peace. And this is why, in the end, the people of Palestine will win because of the support that they are getting from all over the world, and recently, most recently, the United Church.